even though we may be professionals in our field, we aren't offering therapeutic advice through this show. So if you need that, please reach out to us. We'd like to get you pointed in the right direction wherever you may live.
I can't believe it's 8 o'clock at night and you're drinking monsters.
Like, it's good for like 4 hours. I'll be good in like, I'll be good by 1 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You'll be up through 1 a.m.
You'll be up till 1 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, it's empty. Sorry.
Holy crap! Wow. When did you start drinking that?
When I got here.
Do you have any idea what's in those things?
No.
Mike, grab that can from him. Read
rocket
that.
Rocket fuel. It's pure.
Read what's in that.
It's
that
like
cannot
whale
be good
sweat.
For you.
It's shark glisten, carbonated water, citric acid.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Natural flavors,
taurine.
Taurine.
I read on Wikipedia that taurine's made from bull semen. Have you guys heard that before?
Yeah. Bull semen. I used to believe that, but I looked it up. It's when they first isolated it, came from bull bile.
I had a part-time job extracting that.
Comes from bull bile.
What is?
So that's what the Mexico trips are doing.
Like, that's a cover.
So what you're telling me, cover. It's a part-time job. It doesn't take long to extract bull semen.
Oh, wow.
We professionals do it with needles. We like extract it.
So,
not like you.
So
say.
It's not taurine, because that's the whole reason I don't drink monsters is because of the bull semen. There's not bull semen.
Bull bile, but I think most of the stuff now is synthetic. But when they first started making it, they isolated it from
bull bile. So like when you're throwing up and it just comes out yellow, that's the
a lot of acidic stuff. Yeah,
that's what they get taurine out of.
Yikes.
All right, bottoms up. Mazel tov for you, Brad. That's what you just ingested?
Right on. Yeah.
16 ounces.
Bottoms up.
16 ounces of bull bile. And you feel good?
It's one a day now. I've got it down from four a day to one a day. So
oh,
I'm
that's
doing
good.
Doing
good on you.
Yeah.
It's progress. Right, you're falling forward.
Cool. Yep.
If you're a man that controls his own destiny, a man that is always in the pursuit of being better, you are in the right place. You are responsible. You are strong. You are a leader. You are a force for good. Gentlemen, you are the Alpha, and this is the Alpha Quorum.
Hey, it's Sunday night, and we haven't been together now for like 3 weeks. And Spurgeon, we haven't seen in a month.
I know, guys.
And so Mike
has, I miss you guys too.
Mike has a whole lot to report on for the last month because we gave, last time, we got a little bit, we were very, very, we gave homework. Everybody had homework to go. We had to go back to our spouses and Tyler's mom and ask them, did you ever get a list from your mom?
No.
She didn't get a list. She's not, I guess she's not into making lists. So, but we all had to go back to our spouses, talk to our wives, and get the list of things that they wished that we would be working on. And we gave predictions on what they would say. And I was way off. Brad, were you way off?
Not way off. A couple things were surprising. A
couple of things?
Yeah.
Jeremy, she just wants him to listen to better music. What was it that you... Now, what was it? How were you? Did you predict?
I got about half right.
You were half right?
Yeah.
I was 100% wrong.
I was one for two. I was 50%.
So, remind us, Mike, what were your things that, what was it you said you thought it was going to be?
I wrote it down, and I don't have that piece of paper in front of me, so I don't remember what I thought they would be. One of them I nailed. The other one I did not get. So, I'll tell you what we talked about. So, I went home and I presented to her this conversation that we had, and I said, there's some things that I would like to hear from you, some feedback, and if there's anything I can do that would change or improve the nature of our relationship, I'm willing to look at those and concede those and do those things for my betterment too. This isn't just me rolling over and saying, I'll let you have your way. I don't believe in that. I don't believe it's a zero-sum game in marriage. I don't think there's a winner and a loser. I think that this is a complete unity. Union, and I'm willing to flex and bend as needed. And if there's something that's really on you, like it's bugging you, I want to look at that. I want to know that. And so it became a dramatic conversation very quickly. It went really deep, really fast, and there were some tears. And so she gave me two things. And the one that I kind of thought about was the fact that I'm generally a disorganized person. I am generally sloppy. I think I make a lot of messes. I don't really look after. I don't walk behind myself after I've done something and like pick things up. I'm pretty scattered out at my shop. I have a lot of things going on, projects, things taken apart, kind of things in various states of like assembly or disassembly. So I know that I take up a lot of real estate in our house, like a big percentage of the total available square footage of space to put things. The bigger percentage is me taking up volume. And then the other thing that she talked about was just financial, how do I want to say this? Not that we don't have income sufficient, but that I'm disorganized with it. Like I don't keep good business records. I don't keep track of things very well. And I need a better plan and a better strategy. And so that kind of stuff makes her nervous. So those two things give her high states of anxiety. And I
those were the two things she told you.
Yeah, and that was it. I was like, okay, so it wasn't so much that we don't have maybe income to cover our nut, cover our overhead, but it was more along the lines of like...
Oh, that was good.
Oh my. Is that good on the tails of the bull semen?
Nice to know that we set the tone for this episode.
We're
never going to get away from the bull semen. This is going to be...
Unintended. In my mind, I thought, am I going to say that? Absolutely, I'm going to say that. So it wasn't that we didn't have enough to cover our overhead. It was that I'm fairly undisciplined. So like business records, accounting procedures, things like that, that I don't really have a really terrific system for. Because remember, I've said this before in our house. Systems. We have Lisa... And I have bought into this. I did not come into this. I go into like systems unwillingly. Like I have to be forced into them. But once I'm there, like I get the beauty of it. And so I don't have really good financial systems. And so I think it just boils down to like not having good financial systems with business records and things like that. So I really felt like I needed to address her list. There were things of value, obviously valuable to her, but to me as well.
What are a couple of things like specifically that you've done?
Yeah, since
the system's great, but break it down even more, like bring it back a couple more steps. What are some of the steps in the system? A couple that, you know, really seem to be making a difference for you.
Yeah, well, immediately I felt like there was some house list stuff, you know, like projects. So I hired a guy right away to start working on the house. I went outside and just like dramatically reduced the amount of projects that I'm working on outside of the shop. And so put stuff away in a trailer. I have a Connex box. And so I just filled that up, cleaned some stuff out, did a dump run. And so I felt like I really needed to tidy up the zone. And then, I started working on some of the business backend stuff. And so she saw the effort that I was making towards those. I felt the value of doing them, not only for myself, but of doing that out of loyalty for her. Doing something that was needed, but I was blind to it and stubborn to it and ignorant to it. It was something that was important to her and it became important to me. And as soon as she saw that I was all in, it just like flipped on a switch in terms of just the receptiveness for us, for each other. There's a great warmth now, I think, in our house. And so there was a dramatic before and after with this shift.
Way to go, man.
Cool.
That's
good for
awesome.
You. Good
Jeez,
for you.
That's great.
Hey, let me ask you something. You came back, you've got a tan, and it's January. What's
it's a Mexico good? Tan, yeah.
A Mexican tan right there.
Shiz, yeah, yeah. Just came back from Mexico last night. We crossed the border last night and then arrived home this morning. We spent 3 days on the bikes down with a really cool, really solid group of guys.
Did I see that Mike Olson was down there with you?
No, Mike Olson wasn't there. He did a cool little post for me, like a cool little Facebook post. What a great guy. I like that guy. So he did that, but he didn't go. This was a guy named Bubba, good buddy, and it was his homies from Utah mainly.
How many guys were there?
I think we had 10 total.
Wow.
And me, so 9. We had 9 guys plus me. And then 2 guys that came with me as sort of helpers for that trip. So there were 7 of them and then the 3 of us. And we spent 3 days on the bikes and it was epic. It was just healing in my brain. My body's tired. I can't get enough of doing doing these trips.
Anything specific, like any little nugget you took from that trip, something that, a lesson you learned, like what's one thing you can share with the audience from your trip that that's going to carry you through to the next trip or what you're working on?
One of the little revelations that I had, I like to be in my helmet. I like the time I spend looking at like the ocean and being in nature and the beauty of it all. And then having these like high adrenaline moments, it seems to really amplify my thinking. I like being in my helmet. I like just thinking through life. It's a great sort of pause. I can only think about, it allows me to have a lot of mental choice, because I feel like when I'm in my normal life, all the stimulation of life is just flying at me, and I have to think about 100 different things. But when I'm in my helmet, it feels like I get to pick what I want to think about. And I thought a lot about my son and a lot about how life... How do I want to say this? I thought a lot about how the things in life that are the most important are the ones that have the greatest feeling inside of me. And I often don't recognize that. Like it's something that it feels very heavy to me or has a lot of weight to it. There's like things in my life that are very valuable and important. And I don't spend enough time thinking about those things because I'm distracted by lots of really superficial and dumb things. And so that was a lot of the thought about my son, just thinking about him. He's 11 turning 12. So I had a lot of just reflection about him and his life and his future and my wife as well. And things that I probably don't spend enough time thinking about on deeply because I'm really consumed by really dumb stuff. And I don't know why I don't always remember that. And it takes these kinds of reflective moments to bring those back to me, but this week did that for me in a big way.
Do you ever take your son with you on these trips?
No, he's going to go in future ones, not on dirt bikes, but like we'll go down in a Land Cruiser and do like a family trip.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to take him.
All right. Any other questions you want to ask Mike? Follow up, bust his balls a little bit. Any questions?
How were the tacos?
Beautiful as always. Just awesome. Super incredible. I have this funny thing that happened. I lost my phone twice. There was two... On the same day, twice, I had these pants, and they're sort of like a side load instead of a top load, and there's a zipper, and I used my phone as my camera, and I forgot to zip the zipper two different times, and both times, we found it in the dirt, on the trail, in the middle of Mexico. So lucky to have it, so I could get the pictures. I got a crack in the screen, I could care less, I just have my phone back.
Now every time you look at that crack, you'll think of that.
I will Mexican gladly, adventure. So gladly, yes.
So I don't know if this is true, but I heard from a buddy of yours why they might call you Taco Mike, and I also wanted to ask your reaction to the new Taco Mike spelling.
Did you hear about Taco?
Yeah, that's very clever.
When you heard it, what did you?
I like it. That's very clever.
I forgot about the new Taco Mike spelling.
See, I thought I was going to come into like getting punched in the eye tonight.
It's very funny.
He comes
very
back from these Mexican adventures very
cathartic.
I'm too
chill to be pissed about anything.
He's come back from like riding a motorcycle on the beaches of Mexico for 3 days. He better be in a good mood.
Right on.
Who is it? Who are you talking to?
Well, I can't say who it is, but he didn't say this was the reason. But
does his name sound like Mike Schmolson?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but he said that you have a habit of like eating other people's sort of leftovers, like the tacos that they don't eat.
They're
is that
too
they,
good to let it go back. Yes.
Like, are you going
to
eat that?
I totally do that. Serious? That's a true story.
That's a good. That's how you know you got a good taco.
True like, story. I will eat mine, and I will eat yours, too. I will drink your milkshake.
I've got a nephew who's got a YouTube channel called Chunky Lovin', if you're listening to this right now.
It is amazing.
Chunky Lovin' is his YouTube channel. If you're listening right now, look it up on YouTube. Subscribe. Like, he's my nephew. His name's Bryce. Dude's a baller.
Oh, it is amazing.
And he does dances from Fortnite, and he also does like coin collecting. And he's like 13 or 14 years old. But yeah, he's a good kid. So if you're listening right now, I want you to open up a window right now for YouTube. Get Chunky Lovin' in the search bar. hit subscribe. He's a great kid. He wants the views. He wants the likes, the subscriptions. I'm not exactly sure how YouTube works. We're on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know how it works. So anyway, all right. Well, that's we got a good update from Mike from his Mexican adventures. And anyway, we're going to go now. We're going to cut another episode right now where I'm looking over right now, like while we're fading out, I'm looking at the stack of boards that Jeremy brought, and he's going to teach us how to break boards with karate chops.
Yes.
So I'm totally excited for that. So, all right, cool. All right. So, yeah, that's it from Mike's Mexican adventure and return and report, and we're out.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Alpha Quorum podcast. While we talk about real life and real life issues, we're really just entertaining you and hoping you find some value out of what we're saying. And again, if you need someone to talk to, please look for a professional in your area or contact us so we can help you find one yourself.
Gentlemen, you are the Alpha, and this is the Alpha Quorum.